Lecture topic, Hubbard Dunya, Love of the World.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today you'll find that everyone is chasing behind the world. The way they carry on, find that their love is more for the world than anything else. Just chasing after it. Any amount they have to them, by them, is too little. And all the time they're chasing, that they notice that when they're sitting to eat too, they only discuss of the world. They come to the masjid, they discuss of the world. There's not a time they're not discussing of the world. The way they're discussing so much of the world, that like there's no akhirat at all. No akhirat at all. Everything is now the world. You find that, you know, there was a time that people should talk of deen and all. At the time of eating also, you go to functions, you find, notice they only talk of how's your business, what's happening around. So that is the gossip all the time. So when a person continues talking of those world all the time, what happens to him? He forgets the hereafter. He forgets the hereafter. And the more you chase the world, the more the world keeps away from you. The more you chase the world, the more the world keeps away from you. So you know, the person gave a very nice example. It's just like the shadow of a person. Now a person is walking front, his shadow is following him. Now the shadow is following him, but you can't catch the shadow. Can you catch the shadow? It'll follow you all the time. It'll continue. No matter what it is, it'll continue following all the time. And if you try to catch the shadow, you can't catch it. That is the world. That is the world. It'll continue following you all the time. You go this way, right, right, left, anywhere, it's following you. But the moment you try to catch that shadow, you will not reach it at all. So what is the sake, what is the reason for that? What's the meaning of that? That any direction take that? That the love of the world must not be in your heart. The love of the world must not be in your heart. You must have the heart, the world in your feet, not in your heart. As long as in your feet, let the world carry on with you. Then you see how the world keeps far from you. He will run behind you with disgrace. He will run behind you with disgrace. At the moment, you running behind it with disgrace, and you're getting nothing out of it. Turn away from it for 1 minute too. Turn away. Be sincere until I'm turning away from the world. And then you see how the world will run towards you. And how the world will run towards you, that you'll be surprised. He'll beg you, please take me. Please take me. Man only has to try to understand, to bring that condition in his life, that I must not have the love of the world in my heart. You know, so many people, when something happened to the business, or there's a business that's a bit of quiet today, you know, that they become completely depressed. It's like the end of the world. They forget all the good things Allah gave them. All the good days they forget. And this thing now is the end of the world. And they feel so depressed, to be surprised. That is a condition when a person got love of the world. But when he got no love of the world, then any condition he faces, it will not change him at all. He remain very cool and calm. Because he knows this, but I'm not going to run after the world, and run world, but not after me. Then I know that Allah Ta'ala is with me. But the moment I run after the world, then Allah Ta'ala is not with me. Because what happens? Then the love of the world is penetrated to your heart, then you begin to do all the wrong things. So how nicely he said, that let it be following you in this way, that a beggar, like, you know, a beggar, how the beggar comes following you, that's how let the world follow you at all times. And the moment you make the beggar follow you, let the world follow you, then you see it sincerely, sincerely in your heart, you have that thing that I'm not going to let Allah do it in my heart at all. It may not affect me. Then you see how Allah Ta'ala opened the doors for you. Allah Ta'ala opened the doors for you. The world must not be in your heart, because once the world becomes your heart, then it so happens, then you begin to now think of doing the wrong things, haram things. Once the heart is affected, because the heart is only for one person, that's Allah Ta'ala. Now if you put the world in your heart, and it's going to happen this, the day after you do everything wrong. Everything wrong you're going to do. How am I going to achieve this? How am I going to achieve that? That person, you know, turns away from the world, then Allah brings the world towards him, running towards him, and runs between his feet. Come and hold me, hold me, hold me. You won't hold him that way. So Allah Ta'ala said in the love of the world, and Nabi Karim swore an oath that there is no fear of starvation for my ummah. There's no such thing as starvation or poverty for my ummah. Don't think there's going to be poverty for us. Alhamdulillah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has made dua for us. That my ummah will never get the punishment of the ummah of the past. What they underwent this punishment, Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua. I will not give my your ummah that thing. Look how Allah has been so kind to us. Now if that is a condition, then you must know this much, that how Allah is so kind to us with everything else too. Then why should we become despondent? And why must we become too much of love of the world in our heart? So every time Nabi Karim made sworn an oath and says, starvation that they will not experience in poverty, they will not experience. They will not be getting inshallah. He said the word inshallah. Nabi Karim said, inshallah, my ummah. But he's more concerned in reality, what he's concerned about. Don't look at the poverty and starvation only Rasulullah underwent. Three months, no food. There was no such thing as lighting any firewood in the house too. The only food that they had was dates and water. 3 months continued, as Aisha radiallahu anha said, but 3 months continued. Yet, alhamdulillah, he said that he underwent those conditions, but he did not complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But telling us that you will not face, my ummah will not face that condition at all. When he's giving us that guarantee, what's the meaning of that? When we know the guarantee has been given by Rasulullah, now we have to be now concerned. It must not be that this love of the world must come into our hearts. That's what he wants. Do not let the world come out. You will get that. Do not chase the world. Do not chase the world. In the morning, you start to talk with the world. Do not cause a day's whole day's money. Everything, if you sleep with money, you wake up with money. Eating time is money too. Not even saying Bismillah when you're eating too. There's no dua that made too. Every moment you're talking of the dunya, and Allah, remember that you're chasing after the world. That world, and the biggest thing is Allah Ta'ala is showing us that you're going to die one day. Everyone knows you're going to die. We know so many people, we're rich people, millionaires. With all the hard work, what happened in the end? The janazah is going with them. Teaching us that this person, what he was doing in the world, he was so much drowned in the world, what is taking with him and going. But no lesson been taught up to now. No lesson be taken at all. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this, but that he said that the prosperity will overtake so much to that extent, the prosperity, so that it will come like that, that they don't even have time. The time will come, they don't have time for anything else besides the world. Each one will be competing one another, there will be a race between one another. And it's happening today, yeah. The race is on. If that person got a Lamborghini, then I must get a helicopter. You know, it's like that, you know. There's a fight, there's a race all the time. If he's got a... Whatever thing, if that person wearing that kind of clothing, I must beat him one, I must have better clothing than him. So what is it? That it shows itself the man's way of life, proves to you that there is something else, nothing else besides. You know, today we want to buy brand, you know, brand. What brand for? You know, when we get children, we want brand. The brand, no one knows you. Plus, you don't even know you're making that person happy. You don't even know who you are. It's like today, you know, you talk of a person, you talk of that sportsman and that cricketer. You don't even know who you are to. And what are you talking so much about him? If you look at him, you meet him, you say, who are you? But yet you find you're so concerned with that thing. Today you'll find you'll be so much obsessed in cricket and soccer and all that and the paddle. Big people, you know, who are 60 years old, 70 years old, they're in a pedal or something. I get shocked. The man is in a pedal when he's one leg in a grave. Did you ever see that? And that's a love that he has for him. It's like, it's so important, I must go for the thing. The man leaves his wife at home, merely with this thing that, look, you can go, you get a drive, the car, you have everything, you got the children, I've got to go to the pedal. I get those kind of phone calls. The women tell me, I came to realize one thing, alhamdulillah, when Allah Ta'ala gives anyone a husband, the husband must be a pious husband. Remember, money cannot buy happiness. Money cannot buy peace of mind. They are telling me themselves, Maulana, what must I do? You're going to the school for some meetings, you got your child, you'll go and walk. This is the condition today. They are begging now that, Maulana, we want husbands, we don't want people to go out of the house. Just imagine the condition, that's a love. This pedal is a love too. It's a love. You can't do without it. You cannot do without it. You want to do it. Like the drug it is, like a drug. Like a cell phone too. The cell phone, all these things become the love of the world. The cell phone is also the love of the world. And drowned in this thing here. And once you get drowned in this kind of condition, it becomes very difficult to come out of it. I'm surprised, that there was a time at home everyone should sit together and eat happily with love. But now there's no happiness at all. You are there together in one place, but they're not there at all. They're not there at all. It's happiness, it's misery all the time. With all that, what do you learn from this? You learn from this only one thing, the most important thing. If you do not bring back the Sunnah of Nabi Karim in our lives and take the love of the world out of our hearts. A man is so sick, but the moment he loves something, he's been called, he leaves, his sickness goes away too. So we have to understand this, that how to change our conditions and get the love of the world from our hearts out. All this is because of the love of the world. There's nothing else. And the most sad part of it is because those people whom think you're not supposed to do, they are doing those things. And that's the worst part of it. Allahu Akbar. So Nabi Kareem himself for three months too, no food and all yet. But then you must remember the prosperity when it starts so much that there's a competition everywhere, clothing also competition, everywhere there's competition. The world is becoming a competition for each and every one of us. There's a race for everyone. Each one looking at the other person, if he's got that thing, I want that also. Now what is that? That's the love of the world. The love of the world, that is. Just the nation before us, the Nabi says that the time will come. The nation before Allah Ta'ala destroyed, you will be given the same condition here. It's fearing this, but it will not be how the nation is destroyed. You can be destroyed today. In other words, you will be so much drowned in the world. There was a time when the person passes away, you take the body to Qabristan. You have the feeling that you pass away too. Now the condition is gone like this, and you're taking the person to Qabristan. You go into the Qabristan, but after that, immediately you go outside. You only talk with the world. In the Qabristan, before people should be fear, I'm going to go one day. Now today you go to Qabristan, they become very daring now. Very daring. That while the thing is carrying on, man is talking of his business deals. As making discussing business dealings, a masjid like, likewise they're making discussing business deals. His father passed away there. No. And immediately after that, did not even finish that, he said, what is his bank balance? What's happening? In other words, what are they after? They're not after anything. They want the old man to die. Then when he dies, then I can get all these things. So what's the meaning of this thing? This is how we are living together. We're living like this, that is God, love, how much? And the love of the thing in this month that you deprive that next person of his own rights to. Why do you find two brothers and sisters are fighting today? They don't want to give the right of the child, or the sister her rights, or the brother the rights. What's the reason for that? I get called every day. They're telling me that person, they are not prepared to sit together to start the thing out. As long as she got that, you tell you, yes, you must do it. The next person don't do it at all. They don't want to pass through the thing. The parents have made the biggest mistake of their life. Sometimes they make the wrong people the heirs, although to become the trustees, and then see how they misuse the things. So what's the reason for that? The brother do not want to give the rights to the sister. The sister does not want to give the brother sister. Only for one reason, love. Love of them. And the worst part of it is this. If you have to tell them, What's going to happen day of Qiyamah? He said, when the time comes, you speak to Allah Ta'ala. Just imagine how they can speak like that. They actually say like, when the time comes. And many a time you notice that, the thing carries on for months and years. They never completed the thing. It did not complete up till now. The man passed away. Everything passed away. But up till now, nothing has happened. Generation that passed away did not benefit anything from it. The reason is why. The reason is because of one thing. We do not have the right people to guide us. And they guide us, we don't want to follow them. Because of love of the world. Love of the world will allow you to do all these kind of things. Remember, Allah Ta'ala knows what is happening. He has full knowledge of everything. So this is what it is, that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says the nation before, just a nation before, the reality of the world, that's how Allah Ta'ala, that they will also be getting, how they will punish. It must not be that our nation will also be punished the same way. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then Allah Ta'ala, then one day Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, there's no value of this world. Even if Allah had value of it, or just equivalent to one mosquito, He wouldn't have given one kafir water to. If Allah had value of this world for what equivalent to one mosquito, He would not give water to a kafir too. In other words, Allah is showing that I have no value for this world at all. In this heart, and don't think this month we will find the kuffar that enjoying themselves. They're giving everything the best of the best they got. They got everything of the best. Begin to think what they haven't got. They got everything of the best. The food, the wealth, they have got everything. That doesn't mean anything. Allah Ta'ala, they let enjoy themselves. Nabi Kareem told the Quran to Allah Ta'ala, said, do not cast a glance at those things at all. Do not cast that. They will be given all these things there because something else is prepared for them. So you must not think that the world, kuffar, has got enough wealth and everything. But something else is waiting for them. But most important thing is that your eyes must not fall into those things. Many a time a person says, hey, what wrong did I do that I'm not getting anything? And look at that fellow, whatever he's doing, or committing all kind of sins, that he got everything. But he doesn't realize that what kind of he got into. That's why they say, do not make dua that, Ya Allah, make me like this person, make me like that person. You do not know whether it's halal, you got halal. So whatever condition Allah Ta'ala keeps you in, that's the best for you. Many a times you want to become a rich person. Allah Ta'ala says, this person must not become a rich person because he's close to me. It must not be when he becomes rich, he'll forget me. And many a time another person, Allah Ta'ala gives me everything because Allah Ta'ala gave him the thing. But do not praise yourself. Do not have this craze in you. I want to become like this person or become like that person. Rather say, I want to become like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Rather become like Umar radiallahu anhu. No one says those things, I want to become like that. I see that millionaire, I want to become like that millionaire. I want to become that person. Why? We don't know what their conditions are. But if you make dua, Ya Allah, make me like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, then you know who he is. No one said that, So this is a very important thing that Nabi Kareem said. That Allah Ta'ala, that the kuffar were giving everything of the best. Although they're doing wrongs, but then one must remember one thing. With all the wrongs and all that, but yet they were given those things. They know Allah Ta'ala knows why he's given them. One Nabi Kareem was walking past, he saw a goat there, baby goat. And that had a defect in the ears too. And it was dead. It had a bad smell on that thing. Very smell. He said, Nabi, who will buy this one for one dirham? The Sahaba, Ya Rasul, leave it. If it's alive too, we won't buy it for one dirham. So what's the reason for that? He said, it's got a defect in it. It's got a defect. Who will buy for some different defect? This is the world, he tried to say. He said, this is how the world is. The world is full of defects. No good of this world. No one says you must eat the best. You can eat the best. No one says you must not wear the best. Wear the best. But all those things must be of that kind that it must bring you more closer to Allah Ta'ala. If it makes the world of the love of the world penetrate into your heart and you forget Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then that is. Now how do you come to know that the world is not in your heart? That's most important. How you come to know? I'll give you an example. One person had a horse, he had a horse. Now that person, you come to know that he had that horse, he had love for the horse too much. Why? When the horse died, he sat in a cuckoo, finished. He finished, he was like a dead man himself. That's not supposed to be so. Not supposed. because he was persistent with that dog, so much, so close to this horse, it so happened that when the horse died, he died. It's like the end of the world for him. Now that kind of love is not good. Not good at all. Like a person can love his wife, not to that extent that a person, if the person's wife passes away, then he also like he passes away too. He becomes completely useless. Does not need namaz anymore. Does everything. That's forgiveness. That's called love. These kind of people, you're surprised. I met those kind of people. You'll be shocked. It's unbelievable. But I'm going to see them, I got shocked. Look, I said, what kind of love is this now? So you must not have that. Allah forbid a person got a business, beautiful business. Somehow it's something happened. And he caught on fire. Allah must not have any business of that kind. But to show you. And now he lost everything. How would he respond? He respond this way, then become completely despondent and become too despaired. And now he can't carry on his life. And that is guna. That is guna. No. That is what you call love of the world. Then you get complete loss. The love of the world is the time when time for salah comes, you close your shop or you read your salah on time. If you didn't read your salah on time, that means you got more love for the dunya than Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Ji said it very nicely, very important. So that don't have the love of the world to penetrate into your heart, the love of the world. Then you see, then you become like the buzrugs, you know. My share, I'm giving it away to them. I'm not saying you must do that. Just to tell you, my share, I'm giving it to them. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, in that age of 21, when his father passed away, he said, no, I don't want my share, give it to them. Give it to them. But at least you'll be fair. You must be fair. You must give them fair. If you have to give something extra sometime to bring about love, you do it happily. Many a time, you know, when people made mistakes in their will, we come together and tell, never mind, come to an agreement together. Let's come to something that you give in and that person give in and forgive each other. And inshallah, you go further. When will you do those kind of things? When you have love for Allah Ta'ala. You don't have love for the world. These are things that are very important. You'll be surprised at the time when you face with this kind of conditions. Then you come to know how important it is that how a person can give in. And many a time when a person gives in, he gives more than that. Allah Ta'ala gives him more than that. Allah Ta'ala, although he not give this. I know of a friend of mine, his two sisters, two brothers came to me. They were prepared to accept whatever decision we make. Allah gave them everything. Today Allah gave them so much because they said, my sisters, let me give it to them. Happily they gave it, the two brothers, happily. Alhamdulillah, the brothers are so rich today, to Allah must give them more. But they gave the sister. The sister are very happy too. Sister are very happy. Today, who's doing that? No one doing that too. You will only do that when you have not have love for the world in your heart. You give it, never mind. I lost him. One other person, he rang me up today. And big money, telephone numbers. And yet he said, no, I forgave that person. You get people of that kind too. I know another person, he came, he was completely down. He came to see me, he's telling me, you know, more than that. He told that person, you know, I can't go going. I lost everything. Forgive me. He called his son, they said, come here, stay witness, I forgave this man. And not small numbers, as I told you, telephone numbers. So what I'm trying to say, you have to have the heart. You have that love of the world must not be the heart. You know, so when that can come into you, when you sit in the company of pious people. You know, pious people. Like when a person like, you know, Sayyidina Muhammad Jailani Rahmatullah Alayhi, when that person told him that, Hazrat, I'm giving you all this, my certain amount of land I'm giving to you, because people come into you, you've got so much people eating by your place, where you get the money from? You got no money? How come you feed everyone? So I'm giving you a piece of land. Big money coming from there. So if you and I were there, they say, come in, nice, come in, let's accept it. When it came to him, he said straight away, Jazakallah. Now if I take from you, then my tawakkul Allah Ta'ala is closed. Because they had only one thing, trust in Allah. Allah, you said that you will give you, we'll give you, we'll give you. Nahnu narzukuk. Wa'mun ahalaka bis salat. You read your salah, and tell your family to read salah too. But نحن نرزقه. We give you رزق. No, Allah Ta'ala, we give you رزق. Just take it one time in your heart, become like this, and I have trust in Allah. Allah, you give me. I must keep you happy. I must keep you happy, you keep me happy. Now he wants to keep you, he give you. He does not want to give you, you don't give you. But you will be happy. Allah, I keep you. Because the most important thing is peace of heart. Most important thing in peace of heart, peace of mind. That peace of heart and peace of mind can only come into a person's heart the time when he has complete trust in Allah. If he doesn't give you today, tomorrow he give you. You know the Buzurgan Deen, when they run the madrasa too, they say there's no madrasa, no money, Ya Allah, we're closing it up. Because you giving, we can't do nothing. The next day Allah Ta'ala gives so much from where it's coming from. So this is how it is in Imam Rashid Gongoi Rahmatullah Alayhi. They sent a detective to see him. Where he's getting money from? How much money? You know, people coming, eating and all. So that person sat around there. He's looking at him. You see, this person here. Where he's getting money from? But you see, no donation coming. Nothing coming. What's happening? So after some time, he said, Hazrat, I'm going now. He made very nice. He spoke to him with respect and all. Hazrat, you know what? Allah Ta'ala put into his heart, he's a detective. He knew that. Now when he's going, he's saying, Hazrat, I'm going now, you know. But how come, you know, I want to see. But I see no one coming to you, money and all that. How are you living? What kind of life are you leading? He didn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. He didn't say any word. The next moment when he's going, he took out some money to give him. He said, this is how I'm living. As you giving me, others are giving me too. Who puts into the heart? Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart. When you got love for Allah Ta'ala and you got trust in Allah Ta'ala, then you know Allah will provide you. No Allah. That does not mean you and I must sit around quiet and say, Allah, Allah. We must do work. We have to do work. Then Allah gives you. This is harkat, this is barakat. A person can't be sitting down and saying, let the food come in your mouth. You have to say, Allah, take the food and put in your mouth. Likewise, you have to work also. But Allah must give halal rozi. The most important thing that we're not having today is halal rozi. Halal rozi is so important, you don't know. The reason for us that we're not enjoying our ibadat, or we're not persistent, consistent, is because of rozi is not halal. Halal must be there all the time, every moment. Rather have little bit, but have halal. Halal will take you very far. Haram will take you nowhere. Just a few days you'll enjoy it, and then you regret it. If you want to enjoy the world, have halal rozi. Sometimes little bit is more than better than others. So that's why they say, you know, the Nabi Karim said, that as far as possible, the Sahaba Ikram, they had the best of the world, but they stayed very simple. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when they became governors, they were governors, when they see their governors, they were shocked. He could not believe they were not short of anything, but lived a very simple life. He should cry when you see that, Ya Allah, you gave us dunya, but yet we are, you know, living so simple. They were so simple. I'm not saying that you must eat the best. Eat the best, but do the best too. Do the best. That eat the food, make ibadah the food. Everything you do, but keep away from one thing. Keep away from sins. Keep away from sins. Most important thing, keep away from sins. If you got this in your heart, keep it. Then halal, rosy, and this is that. So attraction hereafter. Their attention was always the hereafter. The intention was after. They were in the world, but not in the world. We are in the world, and we are drowned in the world. You know, we don't even think this much that, you know what, we are going to die one day. They had all the things. That's why today we have to come back to reality and think now that we are going to die one day. And we are going to die one day and prepare for that thing. Who is here can say, I'm prepared? If Malakul Maut have to come and tell us, I'm taking you away now. You know, we say, no, don't take me like that mother, you know. The child was troubling so much. Ya Allah, take my child. Take me away. Take me away. The moment that Malakul Maut came to take her away, he said, no, don't take me. Take my child away. We are like that. So let us be now, come to a reality and think now that we are going to die. And no one knows, everyone knows you're going to die. But no one knows you're going to go outside alive. Many a times a person not even reach home again. What's the meaning of that? The meaning of that is be prepared to mutu qabla anta mutu. Mutu, die before death takes your place. What's the meaning of that? Die before death takes place. Meaning of that, remain like a dead corpse. Remain like a dead corpse. You know, you put a corpse down here, you kick it, you look at you. You won't look at you at all. You slap it, look at you. You swear, it tell you anything. become like that now. If you become like that now in this world, then there inshallah will be something else. But the question today's majlis is, do not have love for the world that must come into your heart. It must be outside your heart. This heart is only for one. And it must remain for one all the time. That's Allah Ta'ala. If you got that in you, inshallah, you'll find so much barakat in it, so much izzat in it. So make dua Allah Ta'ala whatever I said. That what the Sahaba Ikram did, Allah must give the same muhabbat in our hearts too. That muhabbat was so close to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That muhabbat will come into our hearts and inshallah we will become more close and dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Fatir as-samawati. Anta wali fi dunya wal akhirah. Tawaffani muslima wal haqqi bis salihin. Allahumma nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah. ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنعم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل. إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان. وأمتنا على الإيمان. واحشرنا يوم القيامة. بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان. وصلى الله تعالى على كل شيء. برحمته.